One of those areas that we're looking at is getting the power to cut down on ozone. And that's where we are this morning. And joining us live is Tracy Sabata. Tracy Sabata is the Ohio Field Manager for Moms Clean Air Force. We're going to talk a little bit about the Clean Air Act. Ohioans are urged to participate. They're urged to communicate with people for open their voices for public comments on this right through March 17th. And Tracy, kind enough to join us this morning. And Tracy, let's talk about the latest research and findings pertaining to ozone standards in Ohio.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on this morning. What we are finding and what scientists are finding is that ozone pollution or smog is a serious irritant, especially to kids' lung health and other vulnerable populations. So the EPA is calling for stronger standards on smog and ozone pollution. Not that the numbers aren't really all that important to your listeners, but right now the standard is 75 parts per billion, and the EPA would like to take that down to between 65 and 70. But I think what we have seen is research says that in order to really protect public health, it needs to be down to about 60 parts per billion. But right now what is going on is the EPA is looking to hear from people across the country, in Ohio and across the nation, that they want to see stronger air pollution controls. So as you said, they are collecting public comments through March 17th. Tell the EPA you want to see cleaner air. And probably the easiest way for me to tell you to do that is on our website at momscleanairforce.org. It's as easy as can be.
Tracy, when I look at statistics and getting ready for a conversation today, it says Ohioans, 229,000 pediatric asthma cases. 930,000 adults have asthma. Over 875,000 Ohioans have cardiovascular disease. And over 760,000 suffer from COPD. And the EPA comes back and says much of that, they're looking at possible ozone pollution contributions to those statistics.
Well, what we've seen in those numbers are exactly right. And nearly half of all Americans, I mean, that's 150 million, are living in counties in the country where pollution levels are making it unhealthy to breathe. Right there in Summit County alone, you've got almost 55,000 adults and children who just have asthma. So it's disproportionate. It is not a number that anyone should find acceptable. And we finally have something that we can do about it. And as Ohioans, we can have a voice in this debate.
Okay, now besides the voice, what else can be done? We get the voice, we don't like this. What do you foresee happening down the line, Tracy?
Well, these comments are due by March 17th, and the EPA will review all of those comments and issue a final rule. And at that point in time, it'll be up to the states and to the counties to make sure that they develop a plan to clean up their air. We know Ohio has not had the best record for air pollution at all. In fact, according to the American Lung Association, we've seen about 17 counties in the state have a gradual decline, especially when it comes to smog. So it is we're running out of time. I mean, if we really want to protect our kids' health and make sure that we have healthier lungs, this is the time when we can speak up to the EPA. But we can do things every day. You can try to find a cleaner way to get to work. Maybe you, when the weather is better, obviously not when it's 2 degrees. You can ride your bike to work, but now you can carpool or try to find some public transportation. You can change the thermostat settings in your house. I mean, smog and ozone pollution comes from transportation. It comes from power plants and other industrial sources. So there's a lot that we can be doing on a day-to-day basis, but we also need to be active and engaged citizens to protect our kids.
Tracy Sabata is with us. She's Ohio Field Manager for Moms Clean Air Force. And this is really a passion of Tracy's. Tracy, you turn back the clock a little bit. I know you led the charge for smoke-free public places in Ohio going back, almost 10 years ago.
It's been almost 10 years. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. I'm a lifelong Ohio resident. I grew up in Ashtabula and living in Columbus right now. I've got a 15-year-old daughter, and fortunately, she doesn't have any diagnosed breathing problems, but she's got a lot of friends who do, and they're in marching band, they're in sports, they're outside all the time, and they know when it's a bad air quality day. They can feel it in their lungs. And so this is something that I'm passionate about, my family is passionate about, and as I travel around the state, I find out that a lot of families are suffering with this on a daily basis. You can find all of these statistics at momscleanairforce.org and see the kind of problem that we're really facing in our state.
Tracy, we mentioned that Ohioans, they want to hear the voice. How do they go about doing that? Are they calling their constituents? Are they calling the dignitaries? Are they calling the EPA? What do you recommend to my listeners that are listening to our conversation this morning?
Right now, the easiest and most influential thing that they can really do is to make sure that they are submitting comments to the EPA that they want to see a stronger smog pollution standard. That is something that they are listening for right now. They need to know that there is public support. That public support is then translated to their elected officials and to the White House. I mean, those numbers will be shared as far as how many people weigh in and really want a stronger standard. And I would say probably the easiest way to do that is there is a link on the MomsCleanAirForce.org website. All you have to do is click on that link, put in a little bit of information, and a comment will be sent directly to the EPA.
Tracy, I know from having a wife who is an environmental engineer that voices are starting to be heard on this front. She's educated me in saying, hey, 10, 15 years ago, you know, companies didn't want to hear about EPA standards and such. But she said, finally, it is starting to register, led by the EPA and led by other people, and seeing these statistics like this, that she is saying a lot of major companies, corporations across this state are starting to get the word. She said it's much better now, but still needs a lot of work to be done.
And she's right on. I think that we have seen a real trend with major corporations across the country starting to realize that not only do they want to protect the environment, but this helps to protect their bottom line. Anytime that they can improve efficiency, they are saving money and they are cleaning up the environment. I mean, the good news is that regardless of predictions of any kind of gloom and doom, we never have to choose between healthy air and a healthy economy. When we start investing in higher efficiency energy sources and higher efficiency manufacturing and all of these corporations that we're seeing across the country and in Ohio, they're saving money and saving lives at the same time. So she is exactly right. We are moving in the right direction. But if Ohio doesn't step up and the country doesn't step up, we stand a chance of being left behind.
Tracy, great visit. Thanks for coming on with us, helping you get the word out. And those statistics are alarming that I went over on how many different areas of our population that smog, and I'll say ozone, is affecting our population. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Tracy Sabetta joining us live this morning, Ohio Field Manager for Moms Clean Air Force.